So, girls, today what I want to talk to you about is, do you have any idea how much money is spent on Botox, makeup, hair color, fingernail polish, eyeliner, anything to make us beautiful? Anyone know how much? Millions and millions and millions of dollars a year is spent on cosmetics and colognes to make us look beautiful on the outside. I need to buy some. Anyhow, but what about our inner self? We can't really spend money to fix our inner self and make us beautiful from within. I always say, I know I'm not a beautiful person, but I want to be beautiful from within. I think beauty exudes from someone who has a new life in the spirit, who has been transformed from that old person and that old persona to the new and the new walk they have with the Lord. We're speaking today about the handmaiden of the Lord, and I would like very much for each one of us to become handmaids of the Lord when we leave here this weekend, in our new growth, in our new walk, to exude that love in Irene's talk and Mary's talk. We're going to have gifts. We're going to take these gifts that we don't have to pay a cent for. We're not buying jewelry. We're not buying cars. We're not buying clothes. We're going to receive gifts of the Spirit that are free for the taking if we want them. And tonight, I just strongly ask you to prepare yourself to receive these gifts because they are forever. And then take them with you and share them the rest of your life. And present opportunities wherever you go in life for other people to receive these gifts. Like I talked about earlier last night and earlier today. You know, set up ways. Becky is on fire for the Spirit. Set up Life of the Spirits and whatever kind of retreats and Bible studies and get-togethers, prayer meetings in your own house, rosaries, if you will. Present the opportunity for your children and the children in school. I know Becky is trying to raise up a whole new generation of children over there, and he's doing a magnificent job. But if we don't do it, if we don't get a hold of Spirit, if we don't get a hold of God's Word and instill it in our children and our children's children, we're going to be the last generation. When we spoke about the visitation of the Blessed Mother and the Bible, and Luke 1:39 reads, after the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she was to become the mother of our Lord, Mary went from Galilee to Judea to visit her kinswoman Elizabeth, soon to be the mother of John the Baptist. This visit is recorded in Luke. Elizabeth greeted Mary with the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Mary burst forth with a song of praise, which we call the Magnificat, beginning, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." We are told that even John the Baptist, still unborn, leaped for joy in his mother's womb. Thus, we are shown, side by side, the two women, one seemingly too old to have a child, but destined to bear the last prophet of the old covenant, of the age that was passing away, and the other woman, seemingly not ready to have a child, but destined to bear the one who was himself the beginning of the new covenant, the age that would not pass away. So that quickly brings to my mind that we have two total different generations here who came together and all for the glory of God. We are the older generation now, and these young ladies here having children and rearing children are the new generation. And that's why I urge you, I beg you, raise your children up in the spirit in everything that you can grasp and hold on to, because they are our future generation. We spend so much time of our lives trying to improve our outer images and our outward appearances. And there was a time whenever I was working and I had so many suits and career clothes, and I was such a clothes horse that I probably didn't have to wear the same thing for 2 months if I didn't want to. First time I was baptized in the Spirit, just for some unknown reason, that want and that need to buy, just to buy, I don't know what I was trying to feel, but it just kind of left. And it's okay to wear the same thing over and over, and I don't have to have 12, 15 suits and 18 dresses. And that was the old person. Anyhow, thousands of dollars are spent in an attempt to upgrade our lives, but many of us still live a very shallow life. Many of us still live that we're smiling on the outside and we're crying on the inside. And there is a way to overcome all that emptiness in our life. And we need to take a hard look at the ways to do that. And the only way that I came up with in the conclusion is to have that personal relationship with the Lord. Put all your faith and trust in the Lord, no matter how bad, how devastating. You think that I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, and this woman has a powerful deliverance ministry, and she said, "Are you people tired of praying?" And you think, "Why am I praying? Nothing's happening. The Lord doesn't hear me. He doesn't care about me." "Well, keep on praying," she said. And I thought, you know what? You go, girl. We can never give up. That's what the devil wants us to believe. And while I'm on that subject, it's not what I have here, but I want to tell you that he is very much alive in the world today. Just as the Lord has every one of us working on his behalf to bring other women and children and what have you to the Lord, to the Blessed Mother, to church, to the Eucharist, to repentance, so does the devil out there have people working on his behalf. He's a liar. He's the author of them. He comes to kill, steal, rob, and destroy you of your health, your peace. Our families are on drugs, alcohol, getting divorces, and we think, well, what's wrong here? What's going on? I'm praying it's not working. Well, that's the other entity in our life. That's the enemy that Father Becky talks about and that we don't hear much about in church from the pulpit. God bless Father Becky. He wants us to know that. People have honest-to-God sickness in their bodies because we get offended. And you know, we can get offended 95 times in a day's time, 130 times in a week. So I'm going to pull out in front of us. Oh, yesterday I couldn't get the internet because the devil was at work, and I was all excited. I managed storage units from down the state over, and everyone was rented. And I thought, I don't have to take any calls this weekend. Or if I do, I don't have to go show them because they're rented and I can have this retreat and I can be peace. Coming down the road, don't you know, Bob thought that Kay, I was working on Kay because I had to stop, get out my iPad, look up somebody wrongly, did a wrong unit. And I'm thinking, devil, get behind me. Well, we did hear the people call again. There was no internet service. So I drive down the road, try to get the internet. And the wonderful apple cobblers are flying out of the windows. And now I'm mad. You don't even want to know the words I was using in that part. And I had to stop immediately and say, "Get behind me, Satan. You're not going to get a hold of me today. This is all for God's glory." So anyhow, recognize in this future growth with the Lord and your walk, he'll present obstacles and you'll think that you want to maybe forget about this being baptized in the Spirit. And he's going to try to convince you tonight, and he's going to try to put fear in you tonight. And there is nothing to be afraid of when it comes to Jesus Christ, when it comes to the Holy Spirit. He will fill you up. He will lift you up. He'll take you places in the spirit realm that you've never been before in your life, if you're open and receptive. When God called Israel out of Egypt, the people were enamored with the gold and the silver that they were taking with them. They were so excited, just like I was when I bought all those clothes. They were excited about their future freedom and the trip and the promised land, but they missed one important point. He was calling them out of bondage. They were in bondage to all of these things they were enamored with. But they couldn't see that. They saw all the glitz. They saw all the glory. Life is not glitz, and life is not gold and diamonds and all the shimmery things. There are some things in life that we have to deal with, like it or not. Sometimes the sickness or a child being on drugs or whatever it is. I'm not suggesting it by any means that we have to take abuse, because we don't. The Lord wouldn't want us to be beat up. But there are things that we have to deal with head on. And the only way to deal with it is with the Lord. And the bondage that they forgot about was the most important thing. They forgot that they needed to worship along the way. They needed to worship the Lord. They missed the most important part, to give him the glory, to give him the honor. And when we raise our hands in praise and glory, and give him the honor, and we magnify the Lord, it's a new way of life. It's a new way of praying. It's a new way of giving thanks to the Lord for what he's given us in return. No matter how bad that situation is, no matter, Irene lost her son-in-law. I mean, it was devastating, but they gave thanks and they saw the glory that the Lord had and the love that was poured out on their family through that devastation. And that is a growth in the spirit. That's a step beyond where we usually are, thinking, oh, woe is me. Why did he do that? Why is the Lord angry with me? He's not angry with us. We present these things because of choices. Now, not this stuff, I'm not saying that. But it's not, oh, woe is me. Even in those bad times, praise him. Glorify his mighty name. I could tell you a good example is the Archer family. And Jim was with us this morning, and Taffy is here. They had one devastation after another. Their baby girl passed away. And then their son, Chris, a young man. And then the wife, breast cancer. Jim's had health problems. And you know what? He praises the Lord and sings songs of glory and speaks in tongues. And I mean, he is such an example of what we're supposed to be, what that outer persona is to be. We need to take some time today. We're going to have a little bit of free time here a little later, and set in quiet time and just ask the Lord, what is your direction for my life? What is your will for me? What do you want from me? What do you expect? And in that quiet time, allow that peace to envelop you and allow his love to envelop you. And you never know, sometimes you hear those words and the answers in that stillness and in that quiet time. Now, after you're baptized in the Spirit and you're going to receive these new gifts of the Spirit, I ask you to walk into those gifts, accept them, and walk out into the world taking those gifts with you wherever you go. People will know that you are a new person, and they're going to wonder what took place. What is this change? And I want it. I want what she has. I want that peace. 1995, my friend said to me, Tina, these women at St. Elizabeth Seton's have Life in the Spirit seminars, and she said, they have so much peace. Do you want to go? I said, not me. I was buying those clothes. And I said, are you going? She said, well, yeah, I think I will. And for over 30-some years, Kay Gargarola is with us. She presented Life in the Spirit seminars, and hundreds of people have come to the Lord receiving gifts of the Spirit because of her faithfulness. And So anyhow, a couple weeks went by, and I called her and said, Mar, did you go? She said, no, it's not till next week. Are you coming? I said, no, not me. Didn't realize it. The Wednesday before, the following week, I called her for something, and I said, hey, Mark, you going? She said, yeah, you. I said, wait for me. And like I told you, when I was baptized in the Spirit, the Lord began to peel this onion, if you will. It takes off layers and layers of the old, and he refines you like that precious gold and silver, and you become that new person. And you receive those gifts, and I remember leaving many times. I've been baptized in the Spirit, I don't know, 15 more times, but thinking, I didn't get anything out of that. I didn't get any gifts. There was nothing new. And by golly, after a while, the next thing I knew, I had another one, and I had another one. And I was driving in my car, and my hands would be up in the air, and I'm thinking, Tita, what's wrong with you, you know? I'd be in my store, and both my arms would be up in the air, and I'm thinking, are you crazy? But you know what? That was the Spirit of the Lord, and now I love to praise the Lord. I encourage everyone to raise those hands. Receive what he has for you. I had a person that I thought was a friend, and I spoke to her every evening after her boyfriend live-in. I'm not judging her, but by 10:30 at night, she'd call me. And we would talk about everything imaginable. She got to know me, got to know my family, and she was a psychic. And so it was about the time that I was going to be baptized in the Spirit. And she must have known that because they say they know the future. And so, yes, I've been to parties where everybody came and had their fortune told, or what you think is your fortune told. And it got to the point where I said to her, I want to know what you know. I want to see what you see. She said, because it's just like a little movie up there, you know, it's like a TV program. And but on the other hand, she must have known that I was going to this Life in the Spirit seminar, and I was going to live my life for the Lord. So this one conversation we had, she says to me, you know, Tina, I communicated with a man in his mind before, and, you know, you can lose your mind. And I said, what? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm out of here. That's it. It was done. I never was going to talk to her again, which I did not. Lo and behold, she did speak to me in my mind. Every thought I had, she was answering in my mind. If I thought, do I need to go right or I need to go left? I need to go right. I can't explain it to you, but all I can tell you was, every thought, I could hear her voice in my mind. So I called Pastor Amy Lowley, who had Rock Ministries down the street from the Friary, and I said, Pastor Amy, when you have time, I'd like to set up a meeting with you to come to speak to you. And she says, Tina, I think you need to come right now. I said, boy, I did. So I jump in the car, and I go down there, and I tell her, and I said, you know what's going on? She said, I understand. When I was in New York, I went to a psychic, and she told me that my husband and I were divorced. And she said we did. And if you would ask us why we divorced, we don't know. And 7 or 8, 10 years later, they did remarry. And she was a very powerful woman of God, very powerful minister. And went to her healing school on Tuesday nights, and between there and the Friary. And it got to be so much that I was so hungry for the Lord. And it didn't matter where I was going. I wanted to hear the word of the Lord. And so I was driving this one day in the midst of all of this, and I could hear the Lord's voice screaming at me. And I mean, he was screaming, my way! And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, whatever it is. And I had my store, and I thought, I better close on Sundays, you know, because you're not supposed to work on Sundays. So I quit going to the store on Sunday. And all of a sudden, like I said, when I started receiving the gifts, and when I started operating in those gifts and doing his way, He began to give me the gift of prophecy. He began to give me visions. And so you have a choice to make in this walk also. You have a choice to serve him 100%. We cannot be, I'm not a black or white person. I mean, I am. I'm either black or I'm white. I can't get in the center, and we can't get in the center on this subject. We either have to be 100% for Jesus Christ. We can't be wishy-washy. He will spew us out, and the Bible tells us that. And I encourage you, I can't emphasize that enough, to make your choice to follow the Lord from this day forward in this new way, in this new life. Receive these gifts. Do whatever you have to do. And remember one thing. Your family might not understand you. My family wonders when I speak in tongues. They'll say, oh, whatever Tina's doing. And don't let that hinder you, and don't let that stop you. This is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is your new life in the Spirit. This is your new life for the rest of your life. The past is over. We can't look back. We can't allow those offenses that are holding us in bondage to hold us back anymore. We can't. How many of you had a family gathering and all of a sudden, the first thing you know, someone's angry with someone. Someone says, well, you know what she said to me on the phone the other day? She says, there's offenses, and now you have wounds in your body, inside, in your soul, that we don't even know about. And we carry them through life. Next thing you know, we have honest to God pain in our body. We have honest to God sicknesses in our body that need to be renounced. And that's the enemy. That's when Becky talks about the enemy. That's who he is, and that's what he represents. I don't know if each one of you realize we are sons and daughters of the Most High King. He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, and we have his DNA. So if that means we're all Jewish, that's okay with me. He's our best friend. He's our only way in this world. I encourage you also to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters of other denominations. Don't seclude yourself just to the Catholic faith. You never know when one of them, because of your new walk, because of your new talk, is going to spark them to want more in their faith, or you'll bring them to back to church, back to repentance. Some of that, those denominations do not go to confession, but they do repent, and I believe that the Lord forgives them the same as he forgives us. It's tradition. He made us to his own image and likeness, and each one of us are unique to ourselves. We are special people. We are special ladies. We can no longer be down on ourselves. We can no longer allow the past to haunt us. Our Lady was obedient to the call on her life, and we must be obedient if we want to be those new handmaids of the Lord, if we want to serve him all the days of our lives. Through Mary, the miserable obtained mercy, the graceless found grace, and sinners received pardon. We have no idea and no clue how powerful that rosary is, how powerful the Blessed Mother is. She intercedes for us. It's not repetitious. There's a meaning, and I encourage you to say that rosary every day, to teach your children, allow your children to teach you, whatever it takes. Get those rosary beads in your hand and say those powerful prayers. We have intercessory prayer every Tuesday night, some of us, and we go to prayer meeting. Light of Light has a prayer meeting, a Bible study. It's amazing, amazing. Bob and Irene can tell you the numbers of people that call, or we hear, we're healed, little babies have good results. It's just positively amazing. If you ever need prayer, You can write to Light of Light. You can email me or Irene. I forward them all to Medjugorje Lourdes Fatima. Beautiful results. Beautiful healings come to pass. We begin at K's every Tuesday evening, and we intercede for all those prayer requests that come to us. The name of Mary means light or star of the sea, for it was Our Lady who brought forth the eternal light, and that eternal light is Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is our all. He will never, ever treat you badly, poorly. He'll never, ever lie to you. He only loves you unconditionally. There's no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, nor you can you love your children the way the Lord loves us. And he's always there for us, no matter how bad, no matter how the devastation is. I can promise you, if you say, thank you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I give you all the honor and glory, Lord, it's not about us. You'll lose whatever you get if you think that it's about you, because it's not. And I don't ever want to lose any of the gifts that I've received, because it's all for the glory of God. Whatever we do for the Lord. We have to step out and give him the glory, give him the honor. And it's amazing when we can step aside, and I'm the worst offender of this. I always want to fix it. I always want to do what I think I can do to fix that problem. And so then he steps aside, and he allows you to try to fix it, and you make things worse and worse, and now it's magnified. But if you just stop and let him take over, he said to me once, just watch how I work, Tina. Well, my gosh, the end result was like I never, ever would have imagined. I could never have done what he did. I could never have brought it forth. It's all about Jesus, girls. It's all about Our Lady. It's not about your problems. It's not about your woes. It's not about what's going on at home right now. It's not about what are my kids into. It's not about if my husband's angry with me. Who cares? He'll get over it. He's not going anywhere. That's just how it is. And they're not going to understand you when you go home and you're singing and happy and praising. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll all pray for him. Tell us his name.
Joe.
Joe. Praise the Lord for Joe, Larry, and Kevin. And so, Lord, we're coming before you right now, and we're giving you honor, praise, and glory, Lord. And I'm going to take authority over whatever these men have right now in their lives, Lord, that is causing this confusion and this problem in these households. And Lord, I give you thanks that they're going to become men of God, they're going to become righteous men, and they're going to become these men because of their wives and their children. And you need to get them to Becky's church. And Lord, I ask that you pour forth your blessings on these men, Lord. Joe, Kevin, and what's the other? And Larry. And Lord, that you will plead the blood of Jesus on them right now, wherever they're at, Lord. When these girls go home, they're going to be in a good mood, and they're going to say, I missed you. When can I go with you?
Amen.
I want to tell you one more thing. Yesterday, when I was getting some things ready to come for this weekend, I heard the Lord say, very loud and clear, someone will receive a physical healing this weekend. Now, you may not receive it here today. It may take a week, it may take some time. But I'm going to claim that victory in the name of Jesus for whoever that person is that needs that healing. God is good. Give him your all. Do not allow any fear to set in here for the rest of this day. The devil's going to say, oh my gosh, I don't think I ought to do that. What am I getting myself into? When I go home, my husband's going to kill me. Wrong. This is for you, girls. This is your new life and a new beginning for each of you. Amen.
Amen.